Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today we hear about some of the amazing work being done every day in Jordan School District to take care of students with special needs, especially during a pandemic. We have Kim Lloyd, Director for Special Education. Kim, welcome on the program.
Thank you.
Later on, we have the chance to speak with Susie Kuzme, who is a teacher at Kari Sue Hamilton School. But before we talk with Susie, I wanted to talk with Kim and give our listeners a bit of an idea of what special education involves in Jordan School District. You have gone to a lot of work along with your staff to help continue to provide services for students with disabilities through the soft closure in the spring, and I know you're doing a lot to gear up for the fall. And it's complicated because you're meeting a wide variety of needs and expectations. And so I just know you've put a lot of work into that, and I really appreciate what you and your staff have been doing.
Thank you. Our staff has put a lot of time, effort, and energy into meeting the needs of students as well as following guidelines.
There are a lot of protections in place for students with disabilities, as there should be. And as a result, we put plans together as a district for providing an education, and then your team and our special education teachers and specialists then take it from there to be sure that they're able to meet IEP goals based on what we're doing for the general population of students.
We do. I mean, our teachers are, we have teacher specialists that work with teachers on how to meet those goals and how to follow the procedures of IEPs and just the overall federal guidelines from IDEA, which is the federal law that we work in under special ed. So there are several things we had to come up with on how to hold IEP meetings at a distance, how to sign IEP meetings, evaluations that we had to defer until we could have that face-to-face with kids. Right. And then we are also currently working on how to come back to school and provide those services, keeping our staff and students as safe as possible.
And there's a big compliance element always to special education, but it goes well beyond that. It goes to just caring about these kids and their needs and making sure that the momentum that has been created by teachers isn't lost, and that learning continues and kids continue to feel cared for and the support that they need to learn at the very best levels they can.
Yes, and compliance is a big piece of that. And like you said, our teachers love our students. They care about our students. They want the best for our students. There are those compliance pieces that we do need to stay within the law on. We do need to make sure that our students are evaluated, that they're meeting our IEP goals, that they have data to say that either we need to change IEP goals or we need to meet and change those IEP goals so that they're more relevant to students. The documentation, all of our testing, all of our related services, we've had to come up with creative ways to meet those online and make sure that kids were making progress as much as possible online. We're also spending a large amount of time trying to come up with how we're going to come back to school and keep all of our students safe, our staff safe, and everybody able to learn.
It's a big task, and I know that most people probably don't realize the wide range of specialists that are hired by Jordan District to help students with various needs. Can you even just rattle off a list of some of the different positions that we have in the special education department out in our schools to help students?
I am happy to rattle off that list. I know I will miss somebody somewhere, but I am happy to rattle off that list. We serve kids from basically, for Jordan School District, from birth until 21, because we have the early intervention program. So we have people that are going out into homes. We have preschool from 3 to 5. So we have preschool teachers. We have our programs that are our K-12 programs. We have mild, moderate, we have severe programs, we have an autism cluster, we have some of our more severe clustered classrooms and teachers, we have OT, which is occupational therapists. We have physical therapists. We have audiologists. We have school psychologists that provide guidance and mental health support. We have teachers of vision impaired kiddos. We have teachers of hearing impaired kiddos. We have orientation and mobility. We have interveners for our students that are deafblind. We have adaptive PE teachers. We have assistants to our occupational therapist and motor providers that work with our occupational therapist and our physical therapist. We have behavior specialists. We have behavior teachers. We have a whole host of folks that work with us. And I'm hoping I didn't miss anybody, but we also have teacher specialists, SLPs, which are our language, speech and language pathologists. All those folks work together with families, they work together with teachers, they work together with administrators, and they work to ensure that our kids have the opportunity to learn and that they're providing an education. And all of those people, and across our district, we have amazing people that care about kids.
It's absolutely true. We have lots of great people working really hard with a wide variety of expertise that they bring to it. We are going to be talking with Susie Kuzme at Kari Sue Hamilton School. And I just wanted you to give a little bit of background on some of the special education schools that we have in the district as well. We have three.
We do.
Tell everyone about that.
We have three schools. We have South Valley School, which is our school for our post-high. In that school, we have a variety of programs to help our adult students transition into community-based programs, into daily living programs, some into group homes, some into higher education programs. We have River's Edge, which has intensive behavioral support for our students that do need that additional behavior support, that they function better being in a classroom that has the expertise that faculty has working with behaviors. We also have Kari Sue, which Kari Sue Hamilton is a school that really focuses on our students with our more severe, medically fragile, orthopedic impairment types of disabilities. And they really work with a variety of kids with those more severe disabilities. And they also work with kids from preschool. Well, our preschool is housed at Kari Sue, but works for kids from 5 to 21. And they work from everything from academics, daily living, feeding, community-based programs, communication, you name it, and they do a great job with it. All of our schools do. All three of our schools are amazing and do a great job with kids.
I'm very proud of the work that our folks do and of the schools and programs that we have in place.
Thank you. We do have something very to be proud of. I mean, we have something to be very proud of, and that is the how our teachers work with families, how they work with kids, how they work with each other and with administration. We do amazing things out there, and we have amazing families that we work with.
Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear about the passion and love one special education teacher has for her job and her students. Susie Kuzme joins us next.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at workatjordan.org.
We are here with Suzy Kuzme, a teacher at Kari Sue Hamilton School. She was one of the Jordan Education Foundation Teachers of the Year for Jordan School District. Suzy, thanks for joining me on the Supercast.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a thrill to get the chance to talk with you. We have over 3,000 teachers in Jordan District, as you know, and very few get this award, and you were one of those who received it this year. It was so fun to be a part of the Zoom meeting when those awards were given and to see the enthusiasm from your colleagues. And we got to meet your parents on there as well.
I know, that was pretty special. My school really, they go above and beyond to show how much we're appreciated. So they definitely did that, bringing my parents in.
Yeah, they said that you are their greatest work. Their greatest accomplishment. So that's pretty awesome. And I don't disagree. That's a wonderful thing. Now, you have not always been a teacher. You came from another career. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I came from a background of a mix of jobs, actually. So I originally have a degree in psychology, and I've worked in market research. And then I had gotten laid off, and I decided I would just only do work that I was passionate about, which, having not determined my passions, just ended up being a lot of little jobs. It wasn't until I went back to grad school for speech therapy that I ended up finding myself in education.
Well, I'm glad that you found your way to us. Tell us about your role at Kari Sue Hamilton School. But first, many people may not know Kari Sue Hamilton School and what it's all about. So can you tell us a little bit about that and then about your role?
Yeah, so the Kari Sue Hamilton School, we describe it here in Utah as a center-based school. So it is a public school in the Jordan School District, and it's for all the students with multiple and severe disabilities. So a lot of times when I'm talking about where I work and I say that, people are like, oh, okay, you work with students who have autism. And I say, yeah, but maybe take the kid that you know who has a diagnosis of autism and multiply it. You know, our students have a lot of disorders that range from cerebral palsy to seizure disorders, genetic disorders like Fragile X or Angelman's, and ones that are just so rare globally. You know, maybe there's less than 10 people around the world that have that diagnosis. And those are the kind of students that we are serving at Kari Sue.
And what is your specific role in helping those students?
So I am a speech language pathologist, or as a lot of parents like to say, a speech therapist at the school. I am on a phenomenal team that consists of two other speech therapists, a speech technician, and an assistant. And between our team, we serve the majority of students at the school. So that's around 200 kids with multiple and severe disabilities.
And if you want to talk about a school with diverse needs, that is a school with diverse needs. I had the chance to be part of the Christmas concert this year that we've been able to see year after year. The kids from Kari Sue Hamilton School come and perform at the district offices every Christmas. And they asked me to sit in on guitar, and that was really, really fun. But you kind of get to know the kids a little bit better. And what I love is that it's obvious the school finds ways for every kid to get to find their own kind of success based on their needs and their abilities.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I love about my job, is that the student population is so diverse, and it's not a one size fits all. So specifically in terms of communication and speech therapy, you know, in a typical school, you might have students who have an ARTIC problem, and you do your ARTIC therapy and kids make progress, and then you graduate them. And it's great, and you can kind of do the same therapy with each student. But at Kari Sue, I mean, we have kids who are using picture symbols, they're using iPad tablets, they're using Samsung tablets, they might be using phones or eye gaze or switches. Every student's needs are just so unique, and we do have to capitalize on how they can express themselves and how we can help them make the progress that they need for that individual student.
What is it that makes you passionate about working with students at Kari Sue Hamilton School? It's obvious that you're passionate about helping them and that you love it.
I think what I love is the new challenges that come up every day. It's not the same. I kind of pictured myself working as an SLP in a school where you could do that Arctic therapy. And yeah, it's great because you see the kids make progress. And we don't see that really quick progress at Kari Sue. But it's a unique place where every day I get to problem solve. I get to learn something new. I get to just have so many different tools in my toolbox that I think a lot of other people in education just don't necessarily get the opportunity to build, because what they're working works great. But what we have to do at Kari Sue and what I have to do is come up with new tools and new tricks on a daily basis, sometimes on a minute by minute basis. I've got to change up my lesson plan super fast. And I think it's just really fun and engaging for me to have that kind of work.
You probably are never looking at the clock to see how soon the day's going to be over. I'll bet it flies by.
Oh yeah, it does. The days are super, super fast and super fun. We do these large group lessons and we are singing and dancing. And when kids do something they're supposed to, everyone just goes nuts. It's really fun. And you are, yeah, never looking at the clock.
Yeah. So when you talk about new tools and new methods and always having to adapt kind of on the fly, I guess that's been preparing you for what was coming this year with our soft closure, because you've had to be flexible and nimble for a long time now.
Yeah. It's actually been really interesting for us to take what we've learned and to apply it to the virtual learning setting. I think one thing that came out that's just really odd is that we had gotten a grant in the fall and purchased a bunch of table mounts to hold iPads, like up for students who maybe didn't have good fine motor to activate an iPad in their lap or needed it propped up for vision. And now we're actually able to loan out those table tablet holders to families so that they can use it as a second eye for their student who is accessing a device. So in these virtual settings, we need to actually see what the student is doing in addition to seeing the student. And being able to get that grant and have this equipment and loan it out to families has been enormously helpful for some of our students during this time.
Not only is everyday learning very different at Kari Sue Hamilton School, but online learning is very different as well.
Yes, online is very different as well. Yeah, I would agree. Because not every kid needs those two angles, you know? Most right. kids can sit and pay attention, hopefully, and engage, but we've got to bring things up on the screen and keep kids watching and, you know, make sure we're the most interesting thing.
And with a school where there's an IEP and a complex IEP for every student, there's a lot of needs to try to meet. I can't even imagine how complex that task must be.
Yeah, we've had great collaboration at our school. We've really tried to work with the occupational therapists, figure out what words are they targeting? Can they link it to a classroom lesson? Or if PT has a goal at home for a student to be on a bike, maybe that's the word that we target in our virtual speech lessons. So we're always trying to talk to each other. It's a real interdisciplinary approach for our kids so that it's, you know, we're hitting on their IEP goals, and we're also helping to generalize those skills from each of those disciplines, academic, physical therapy, occupational therapy, music, even PE too.
You talked about a misconception earlier about maybe the needs of students at Kari Sue Hamilton School. Are there other misperceptions about maybe what an SLP does or what Kari Sue Hamilton School is like that you would share with parents or those who are listening?
Yeah, I think the biggest shocker when I keep talking about my school to other people is when I explain to them that I'd say 90% of the kids on my caseload are nonverbal. So even I think when you explain that these are kids with severe disabilities, they're profound disabilities, people still don't quite have a grasp on what the abilities of these students are. And so it takes a lot of description to help them understand. But on that note, it's also incredible to describe what our students are able to do. I've had a student for the past couple years where someone has said, oh, I don't think they can do eye gaze. You should pick someone else. I don't think he can do it. Pick someone else. And I said, no, I really think this kid is using his eyes to communicate. And lo and behold, we're now getting him funded for a dedicated eye gaze device. And that's an incredible feeling to have.
That's really exciting. Tell me more about an eye gaze device. What exactly does that do?
Our students can communicate in a variety of ways, and those with significant physical impairments, students who are mostly wheelchair bound for all activities of daily living, who might not be able to use their hands to do anything or have good head control. There are high-tech eye gaze devices. Now, these were really cool years ago when we didn't have tablets, but basically there are now devices that are tablets that you can mount like in front of a person in a wheelchair, and it'll bring up a grid of buttons that have vocabulary on them. And it can be single word vocabulary or it can be phrases. And the technology is such that a person just has to look in a certain spot, maybe for a certain period of time, like half a second or more. And then there's almost a cursor effect where it'll click on that button and the device will speak the message on that button.
That's really something. So as a speech language pathologist, you find ways for students to communicate through whatever means you can find so that they can connect to the world.
Absolutely. In fact, during this time when we're running our online speech groups, the first thing we have to do in our Word of the Week lesson is talk about all the different ways you can say that word. And we go through it. We say, you can sign help. This is how you sign it. This is how you say it with your voice. You put your lips together for the P. You can grab a picture symbol of help. You can point to a picture of help. You can point to a picture of help on your iPad. You can look at a picture of help. We've got to go through all of those different methods because our students use all of those different methods, and even more so with different software programs.
There are so many ways to communicate that we take for granted that we don't even think about, and you use all of those to connect with students. I love that. I've never heard it expressed quite that way, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable when you start to go through the different ways kids are communicating. And what I think is incredible is the teachers at CARISU and the staff at CARISU also have to learn this as well. So just because you're in a classroom with, you know, similar kids, they might be the same chronological age or the same cognitive age, they are all still using different systems. And so our teachers have to be really on top of knowing, okay, this kid has a Go Talk device that he uses to say hi, but this kid uses a single switch to say hi. So again, it comes back to a real strong team effort.
So how has working at CARISU Hamilton School and working with those students changed your life?
Gosh, I have never held a job longer than a job that I've had at CARISU. I love it. I really didn't think I would love it. I didn't think I would work in special education. I don't think I thought I would have a job that I would be so happy with. It's, I don't know. I've never felt so connected to the people I'm helping, the people I work with. I've gone through a lot of life events since working at CARISU. I've proposed to my boyfriend. I got married. I actually went through cancer treatment while I was at CARISU, and just the outpouring of support from people there, staff and student families alike, has been incredible. Like, I've really just built such a community there and feel so loved and supported in my career that, yeah, it's life-changing because I don't think I would go anywhere else.
Wow. It really is a family over there, it sounds like.
Yeah. Absolutely, it is.
Boy, I don't even know what to say. That's just very moving. That's wonderful. What a place to work. And they're so lucky to have you. Like I said, the accolades that we heard were heartfelt and plentiful. And we just heard so many nice things about you through that process. And it's obvious how much you love those kids and love the people you work with. And I'm so happy we have you at Kari Sue Hamilton School and in Jordan School District.
Well, I am certainly happy that I found myself there because, yeah, it's just been the best.
We're very proud of all the efforts made every day to meet the needs of our special needs students in Jordan School District. Thanks for joining us again on the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.